My mother used to say that the greatest crowns are going to be given when the day of rewards comes around and the great judgment seat of Christ in heaven, and we get our crowns and our stars, we're going to see some of the littlest people come up that we never heard of and never saw, and never even realized existed, to get some of the greatest crowns, because they were little folks who were behind the scenes, almost unseen and unknown, who did the humblest jobs, the humblest ministrations to make the ministry of the others possible. There are people that you've never seen, and perhaps some you've never heard of, who minister to me and Maria physically, every day, clean house, sweep and scrub floors. I mean, someone just yesterday, as tired as she was, as we moved into a new house, kept working and clear into the night, sweeping the floors. When we were so exhausted, we went to bed. She was still sweeping and mopping and cleaning and washing dishes so that we could have a clean house and eat on clean plates the next day. It's little people, like many of the little folks around the camp there, that don't appear on the show and may not even appear on the show at all, or may not be one of the musicians or singers or speakers or MCs. But without them, you could not possibly have such a show, and you couldn't have such a colony. You couldn't keep going. Different ones that minister more or less unseen behind the scenes, and whose ministry helps make it all possible. So, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for such wonderful little people. My mother used to say, it's the little people that keep the kingdom going. It's the little people that keep it rolling. And without those little people behind the scenes that do the cooking, the dishwashing, and the mopping, and the cleaning, and the gardening, and the PR work, and witnessing, and provisioning, and all else that's necessary to keep you going, you couldn't survive without those little people. So despise not the day of small things. Especially despise not the day of small people, the little, humble, sweet, unseen ones that seldom get the credit and seldom receive the reward here, except the satisfaction of knowing that they are making it possible for you to minister, that without them you couldn't be ministering. Without those little nobodies, you'd be nobody. Just don't forget that, you stars and performers, musicians and singers, and all the rest, that without those little nobodies, you'd be nobody. Absolutely nobody, because you cannot do it without them. You can't live without them. You can't carry on without them. You can't have such a tremendous, exalted ministry without those little tiny cogs unseen in the background in your little machine. So you just love them and be good to them and give them credit where credit is due and help them and show them appreciation, gratitude, thanks. Thank them for every little thing they do. And never forget to thank the cooks for a good dinner and the dishwashers for washing the dishes and the housekeepers for cleaning the floors and doing the washing and taking care of the children. I just can never get over being thankful enough to all these little folks who help in all these absolute, vital, daily essentials of living that make it possible for us to minister the Word to the world. It's these little people on whom we are dependent to keep us alive and clean and full and satisfied and healthy to give us the time to work and do our work, to minister the word to the world. It's these little folks who make it possible. So don't minimize or belittle or neglect the credit that they deserve for making your highly exalted, visible ministry possible, because they're going to get just as much credit for it and maybe even more, because you have your reward. You get it here and now in the glory and the glamour that you receive from the family and the world in your public appearances and your shows. You, in a way, get your reward from the response that you receive from your audience and their words of appreciation for you. They don't realize how many little folks are behind you to make it possible. So you have your reward, as the scripture says, of some who had a public ministry and did their good deeds before the public so that all could see. The Lord said, Jesus said, they have their reward. They get it here and now. I get a lot of my reward here and now. I guess I'm not going to get too much in heaven because I get so much of it now. I have so much reward and I see so much results. And I get so much praise and glory and thanksgiving. And I get so much payoff now, I don't think there's going to be very much left for me when I get to heaven.
But you don't do it for that motive, right?
No, we don't do it for that motive. I hope none of you are doing it just for the glamour and the glory and the applause and the thanks that you get here and now. But you get it, especially those who have the public ministry. You have your reward. You get a lot of it right here and now, and all this in heaven too. But a lot of the little nobodies who are slaving away behind the scenes, scrubbing floors and doing dishes and cooking and having babies and teaching the children and helping financially, witnessing and provisioning and all the rest, the mechanics that take care of the cars and the technicians that run the machines, a lot of them are not getting much reward now, and sometimes they don't even get much thanks from you. But I'll tell you, God knows, God sees, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly, and great shall be thy reward. One of these days, the whole world and all heaven and all earth and all hell are going to know who you are and what you did and how much you sacrificed and how hard you worked and how little thanks you got and how little appreciation. And then the Lord's going to show them and tell them. He sees now. Your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So don't you forget it. God knows. He knows the sacrifice you're making. He knows how hard you're working. And he knows sometimes how little appreciation and thanks you get for it. But one of these days, you're going to get your reward and you're going to get your crown, and it may be a whole lot bigger than some of the star performers, because they get a lot of theirs here and now. You star performers had better remember that. Get it through your thick little starry heads, that if it weren't for these little people, you wouldn't be a star. If it weren't for these nobodies, you'd be nobody. So don't forget it, and don't forget to thank them and show them appreciation and love them and encourage them and help them and strengthen them and nourish them and feed these little ones and make their job as easy as you can. If you make it easy for them to be good, remember the little story I told you about the sweet little Christian girl that lived in this neighborhood that was always doing good things for the children and the people around and so on. And then the Lord, for some reason, took her away. She died. She was such a blessing in the neighborhood, to the neighborhood children. They came to her home to her parents, they had a little scribble written on a piece of paper and said, they wish that this could be put on her tombstone. And they wondered what it was. The parents looked down and did their best to decipher this little scribble. So the children said they had gotten together and decided this is what they'd like to have put on her tombstone. And guess what it was? Remember? She made it easy for us to be good. She made it easy for us to be good. Do you make it easy for them to be good? Do you make it easy for your housekeeper? Do you make it easy for her to do your washing? I even try not to change towels too often, or even change underwear too often, or change shirts too often. I don't want the poor washerwoman that has to do my hand laundry, sometimes by hand, every week. I don't want her to have to wash too often or have to wash too much because she works so hard. Do you try to make it easy for them to be good? Do you try to use as few dishes as you can so the dishwasher won't have too many dishes to do? Do you try to have simple tastes for dinner and for your meals so that it won't be too hard on the cook? Do you try to take good care of your vehicles and automobiles and really take it easy on the machinery so you won't make it too hard on the mechanics and those that have to foot the bills? Do you really try to make it easy for them to be good? Do you try to make it easy for your cook to be good and a good cook? Do you try to make it easy for your housekeeper to be good and be a good housekeeper? Do you try to make it easy for the dishwashers and the mechanics and the technicians and the toilet cleaners and floor scrubbers and lawnmowers and all the rest? Do you try to make it easy for them to be good? Do you try to show your thanks many times over, day after day? You can never tell them how much you love them. You can never say, I love you, too often. You can never say it too often, I love you. Thank you, sweetheart. We say it to each other 100 times a day. Thank you, I love you. And a lot of times when we're even too sleepy almost to say it in words, we'll go, and that's our signal. We blow these kisses in the air, even in our sleep or half asleep, or in just midnight wakeful moments, we'll squeeze a hand or a finger or a foot, sometimes something else, and just go, that's our signal. That means, I love you. I love you. If you can't do anything else but kiss the air, let them know that you love them many times a day. Do you kiss your housekeeper often? Do you kiss your cook and love her up good often? Do you kiss and love and hug and make love to your laundress? Why not? I do to mine. That's part of their reward. That's part of their thanks. That's one way they know that I really appreciate them and love them. Do you make love to your child care workers? Do you thank them and love them and kiss them and hug them and thank them many times a day for all their sacrificial, hard labor and difficult service, trying, very trying days sometimes? Do you try to show them your appreciation and thanks? Well, God bless you and God help you. That's part of their reward. And let me tell you, if you don't give them some reward here and now, God's sure going to give it to them then and over there, and it may put you to shame because God had to reward them extra heavy and give them an extra crown with more stars because you failed to do so here. And you may find yourself winding up with a pretty little rinky-dinky crown with hardly any stars and hardly any glory over there because you got so much here and showed so little appreciation to the little ones that deserved it. So may God help us to be good to the little people, the little folks. It's like that song the children sing. It's the little things, the little folks. It's these little things that make the world go round. God turns the gigantic wheels of his magnificence on the most infinitesimally small pivots and things and people. So you'd better show some appreciation for those folks now and give them the rewards as much as you can now. Be good to them and love them and thank them and kiss them and tell them you love them 100 times a day and try to make it easy for them to be good. Try to make their job as easy as you can. Try to help them all you can. For one of these days, God's going to put you to shame when you drank in all the glory and received all the praise of man and got all your reward here, and you get over there and find out God's got a real mansion waiting for them and nothing but a shack for you. I think I told you that story before, didn't I? About the rich woman who was so selfish she gave very little to the Lord's work. And about her poor washerwoman whom she cheated and shortchanged and paid so poorly, who loved the Lord and did everything she could and gave gifts to the missionaries and mission field. This was, I think, a dream that the rich woman actually had. That they both died and went to heaven. The angel was leading the rich lady through the streets of glory, the heavenly city, space city. The rich lady pointed to a great, fine, beautiful mansion. She said, "And whose is that?" She said, "Well, that belongs to your washerwoman, the one that you paid so little and didn't appreciate." "Oh, my," she thought to herself. "If my washerwoman got a mansion like that, think what a fine palace I'm going to get." So they finally wandered around down to the basement and the back streets of heaven. And on a little back alley, here was this shabby little shack. And the rich woman couldn't believe her eyes when she saw the neighborhood that the angel was leading her into. This very poor neighborhood with these little shanties and shacks. She said to the angel, "What's this?" The angel said, "Well, that's your house." She said, "My house? How could you dare to give me such a shabby little shanty as this? After all I've been and done and blah, blah." The angel said, "Well, that's all the material you sent us. That's all the things you stored up in heaven in the way of gifts and prayers and works for the Lord. That's all you sent us, and that's the best we could do. Your washerwoman was praying all the time and giving to missions what little she could, the widow's mite, and doing good works for the Lord and witnessing. So she kept sending us up so much material, we couldn't help but build her a beautiful mansion. But this is all the material you sent us." Well, that's going to be the way it's going to be with some people one of these days. When they get the glory, they're going to find out that they got so much glory here and now, and so much praise of man, and so much glamour, and so much fame, they got most of the reward here. And they're not going to have much left over up there. They got so much here and enjoyed so much here that they didn't send very much up there that was unseen and unheard and unappreciated like the little folks. The little folks, the unseen, the unheard, and the unappreciated, they're going to get their reward, most of it there, because they sure don't often get it here. But I must say, I do try to give my little folks around my house all the reward I can. I try to be good to them, love them up, make love to them, try to make it easy on them, try to give them lots of rewards here and now, try to give them happy times and send them places to do things and time off and take them places and where they can have fun and Try to make sure they've got lots of playtime as well as work time and recreation and rest time and the same food that I eat. And try to make sure they get enough sleep and enough exercise and enough recreational time, education, and everything I can possibly do for them to make it easy for them and easier to be good, easier to be appreciated and thanked, and easier for them to minister to me. I mean, after all, the happier I make them, the happier they make me. I don't do it with that motive, selfishly, but just like every employer ought to know that the better he's to his employees, the better his employees are going to be to him. You can't give without getting. You can't reward without receiving in return. You can't ever outgive God. And one of the ways of giving to God is being good to the little ones, the little people, the nobodies, the ones that minister to you physically, bodily, to your stomach and your body and your house and your meals and your washing and your cooking and your cleaning and all the rest. So don't forget that. Without the nobodies, you'd be nobody. Will you remember that little saying? Just remember, I'd be nobody without the nobodies that you've never seen or heard of. I'd be nobody, I could be nobody, without all the rest of the little nobodies. So God bless you all, every one of you little ones that make these things possible. Well, I didn't expect to be getting whole sermons out of watching your videos and these precious little ones that we're seeing on the screen, but it certainly has been thrilling, inspiration, and inspiring to see even the littlest ones, the meekest and mildest and humblest and most self-effacing little nobodies, seeming nothings, who are really, really somebody to God, who make your ministry possible. So don't neglect them, don't forget them, don't forget to praise them, thank them, love them, and take good care of them. Amen?